And now, the rest of the story. He got his start booking orchestras and musical attractions for the World's Columbian Exposition of 1893. That's when show business got in his blood. In 1907, he began experimenting with something called a revue. That was a type of musical production unfamiliar to American audiences. And for the next quarter century, he made the revue his own. He was Florenz Ziegfeld. The very finest talent went into the production of the Ziegfeld Follies. Members of the chorus line, recognized as the most beautiful women ever to walk across an American stage, took special pride in their identity as Ziegfeld girls. They introduced evergreens such as Shine on Harvest Moon, By the Light of the Silvery Moon, A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody, My Blue Heaven. Composers of the Ziegfeld scores included Rudolf Frimmel and Victor Herbert, Jerome Kern and Irving Berlin. Performers closely associated with the Follies included Fanny Brice and Will Rogers, and Eddie Cantor and W.C. Fields. And this is the rest of the story. Of all of the brilliant men and women who helped make Ziegfeld's annual review so tremendously successful, there was one man upon whom Ziegfeld depended at least as much as, and perhaps more than any other, Follies director, Julian Mitchell. The others they called talented, Julian they called a genius, and it was praise not casually bestowed. He was a small, dapper man. His career began with Weber and Fields on the other side of the footlights. After giving up acting, Julian directed the Victor Herbert opera, The Idol's Eye. Audiences and critics swooned over his masterful staging of the work. Next came Julian's Babes in Toyland, subsequently hailed as a masterpiece of vivid ensemble dancing and staging. About that time, the brilliant Julian Mitchell attracted Flo Ziegfeld's attention. The two men met. Their relationship would continue for the rest of Julian's life. Ziegfeld's role, especially in the early Follies, was more that of a promoter. Artistically, he gave director Mitchell a free hand. Anna Held, French-born folly star and Ziegfeld's wife, worshipped Julian Mitchell. It said she trusted Julian's professional judgment above that of her own husband. The Follies became famous for special effects. In one number, the dancers activated lights attached to their costumes, bringing the audience to its feet with the illusion of illuminated battleships sailing the deep blue waves of New York Harbor. Another of Julian Mitchell's spectacular concepts. Magical was a term often applied to his staging. Well, Julian died the way he would have wanted, working. It was a stroke during a rehearsal that finished him. His death was a devastating blow to Flo. Show business survivors consoled themselves that at least their world had benefited from Julian's genius for as long as it had. In fact, Julian would surely never have abandoned acting to become a great musical director, had it not been for the handicap that had befallen him suddenly. How he circumvented that handicap was perhaps the real genius of Julian Mitchell. For you see, Julian conducted all of his rehearsals with the side of his head pressed against the rehearsal piano. I said Julian conducted all of his rehearsals with one side of his head pressed against the rehearsal piano so that he could feel the music, so that he could feel the vibrations of the music and thereby derive a tempo for the dance numbers. You see, Julian Mitchell, the brilliant director who staged Ziegfeld's elaborate musical Follies, never heard them. Never, ever. He was totally deaf. And now you know the rest of the story.